The United Nations estimates that 5,400 people have been killed and many more injured and displaced since the crackdown on pro-democracy protests began in March last year. Navi Pillay, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, says the Human Rights Council is increasingly responsive to the violations of human rights on the ground.
I welcome the intention of the Council to hold an urgent debate on the human rights situation in Syria.
A commission of inquiry mandated by the Human Rights Council has concluded that Syrian forces have committed crimes against humanity in the country. Jeremy Brown is the Minister of State in the Foreign and Commonwealth Office of the United Kingdom.
We have all seen the images of the destruction and suffering caused by the Syrian forces' bombardment of Homs and other cities. We have read with horror of the ongoing human rights violations committed by the regime, of thousands of civilians killed, of small children targeted by government snipers, of hospitals transformed into torture centres, and of executions carried out in places of worship.
The Syrian authorities have been urged to allow access for humanitarian agencies to provide the much-needed relief assistance to the people affected by the violence in the country.
The Syrian authorities must allow unhindered, neutral, and impartial access for humanitarian organizations in line with the statement issued on Friday by the Friends of Syria group, the UNGA resolution of the 16th of February, and the League of Arab States initiative.
The UNGA resolution, adopted by member states in the United Nations General Assembly, condemned the violence in Syria. The president of the Human Rights Council, Laura Dupuy-Lasserre, hopes the meeting on Tuesday will address the worsening humanitarian situation in Syria and demand an end to the violence.
The message should be a very strong political message, a strong call, at least to start humanitarian access. We need to get to these people, to children, families that are not getting their even food to survive. I think this could be one of the messages. We still don't know exactly, but I suppose that on this everybody will be on board. At least we hope so. No, we don't expect any different view, at least in that regard.
Ms. Lasserre also hopes the Human Rights Council will be unanimous in condemning the violence and demanding humanitarian access to the affected areas. Derek Mbata, United Nations.